A word for you from Luke chapter 6 verse 37. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. This is usually a verse used by those who are actually trying to put it on others as their duty. We seldom take this for ourselves, but you will find that if there is an objection to something in society like pornography, drugs, divorce, all the ills of society, and if Christians speak up, you'll find that those who are in actual fact opposed to Christianity will say, "Judge not that you be not judged." They love to quote this. They usually add to it the story of the adulterous woman, and so they say, "Judge not and you will not be judged, and throw the first stone if you have no sin," etc. Now, if they do it, let's be careful that we don't do it, because this is not meant to be pointed at others. This is something that the Lord Jesus points to us with and is telling us to take it very personally. You judge not and you will not be judged. You condemn not and you will not be condemned. There is a judgment to be done, and firstly, that judgment is to be on ourselves, because it is also said in the New Testament that we should judge ourselves so that we are not judged. In other words, take God's measurement of His Word and expose your own life. Let it bring you to your knees. Recognize your own sins. Judge them with God's judgment. Be careful about judging the other. That is why the Lord, soon after this word, He says in verse 42, about the brother who says, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," and yet he does not see the log in his own eye. So let's be busy doing what the Bible says, judging ourselves. Examining ourselves is also in the same context, using the light of God's Word to examine and judge ourselves. And if we have that standard, you'll find it easy to be merciful to others. And that's why it says at the end of verse 37, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." Because you realize you have so much that you need forgiveness for, that it becomes very easy to forgive others, because you recognize that their sins are far smaller, far fewer than the huge number of your own sins.